Good morning. May the peace of Christ be with you. Please pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Good morning. Good morning. Now for the church's moments of informality. All these announcements can be found in the back of your bulletin, and also ones that I will not be saying will be there also. Some camp news: there will be an elementary games camp on July 19th through the 24th, and it's ages 9 to 12. If you're interested in all sorts of unusual sports and other things, and you're from age 9 to 12, or your kid is, it'll be a great thing for you to go to. Consult our camp advisor for more information on that. A Bible study for college students on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9, starting on June 3rd. There will be a Bible study on the book of Romans. Anyone who's interested, please contact Katie at the information listed in the bulletin. Also, other Bible studies. Pastor Lake will be starting a Bible study on the book of Jonah. It starts on June 18th, which is a Thursday, and every Thursday following that at 7. It is 6 weeks, and the books are $16. As for the work trip is coming up very soon. One of the most important pieces of information is that there will be a member meeting next Sunday at 9:30 in the Kiwanis room for all that are attending. Important information will be handed out, so you should attend if you're going. Also, in the Narthex, there is a Vacation Bible School food sign-up board. If you're interested in donating food for Vacation Bible School, you should sign up in the back board on the Narthex after the service. Other announcements are found in the back of your bulletin. Now, will you please rise for the call to worship? Here we are, Lord, your creation standing before you. This is your day, Father, and we thank you for giving this day to all of us.
Help us to always remember that each day is a blessing and a gift from you.
Make your presence known to us, Lord. Now please join me in the saying of the opening prayer. Creator and ruler of the earth, we lift up our voices, our eyes, our hearts, and our lives to you in praise. Make us your people. Uphold the weary for whom praise may be difficult. Humble the strong who may take for granted your abundant blessings. Creator and ruler of the earth, continue to form us in your new creation, that we might welcome you to more fully become the ruler of our hearts and lives. Through him who came as a servant and now reigns over all creation, Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please remain standing for the first song, How Great is Our God.
All the earth rejoice, all seated.
Good morning. Welcome to this Youth Sunday, when we celebrate the youth and their mission and ministry in the life of the church. And it's also a day when we celebrate our graduates. There are four individuals who are listed in the bulletin this morning. And we know potentially that there are some other ones around as well that perhaps didn't get their names into the office at this time, but we'll get that list printed to you as we have it fully later on at another date. So these individuals, Carol is here this morning. Where's she hiding? Back there by the sound booth. Come on up, Carol. She recently graduated just a week ago, right? Last Friday? A week ago Friday from Norwin High School, and she's going to be attending Seton Hill University to major in art therapy. Amber also graduated last week from Norwin High School, and we celebrate that as well. Eric, he graduated from Penn State University with a degree in communication, arts, and science. And our also very own Zach, in charge of our youth ministry here, he graduated December from Eastern University with a Bachelor of Arts in youth ministries. Some people say to me, so is Zach going on to seminary for his own church? And I say, no. I don't think there's any desire for that, is there?
No.
No. Yeah. Well, you know that God sometimes has seasons for us in our lives, because if you've ever been here when Zach has preached, you know that Zach can preach. And I am grateful for that, because that's another person that I can contact when I'm going to be gone. And Zach handles Saturday evenings when I have a conflict schedule as well. And as you see, plays the guitar. And about, 6 weeks ago, on our Saturday night service, we don't use what I would call canned music anymore. Zach is now playing Saturday nights, his guitar, and we have Laura, a singer, that is singing live. So our Saturday night services have live music, and that's because of this guy right here as well. So not only do I celebrate his graduation, I celebrate his mission and ministry here in the life of the church. So let's give these two individuals here a round of applause. Lord God, we pray for these graduates. For one chapter in their lives has closed and another is opening. For some, oh God, that brings a sense of joy and celebration. For others, it's a sense of fear and trembling. But in the midst of it all, oh God, we know that you are the one that seeks to guide us, to comfort us, to journey along our daily lives with us. So continue, oh God, to bless them and use them all for mighty and great things in the life of your church. For this, O God, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So congratulations to the two of you. And don't forget, afterwards, there is a reception being held in the parlor. In their honor, there's some punch and cake and coffee, in case you get hungry on the way home.
Will you please stand and sing, Blessed Be Your Name?
Glorious name, blessed be your name. When
seated.
For God's, the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings.
The whole earth is full of your glory. We are in awe of your majesty and your great kindness. You reveal yourself as the one who forgave us. You give us gifts and invite us to go into the world to tell your good news. Help us to respond in faith and to go where you lead us each and every single day. We dedicate these gifts and offerings so that our community will draw closer to you. In the name of your Son, amen. Will you guys please stand and sing How He Loves?
Love's like a hurricane, I am a tree, bend redemption by the grace in his eyes. He praises an ocean, we're all sinking under. So heaven meets earth like an unforeseen kiss, and my heart turns violent inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the
time for the children's message. Come on up, guys. Hi, Hannah. So, do any of you guys have pets at home?
Yes.
You do? What do you have?
I have a goldfish and a cat.
A goldfish and a cat? Those are nice animals. Ben, what do you have?
I have a pet cat.
You have a cat, too? Now, Hannah, does your fish or cat ever try to communicate with you? No. He doesn't meow at you or anything?
Not a lot?
Yeah. But have you ever gone to the zoo to see the animals?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Do they ever try to talk to you?
Sometimes.
What if animals could talk to us like people do? Do you think that'd be weird?
Uh-huh.
A little bit. Well, you're going to hear a story later today about an animal that talks. Do you think you would listen to the animal if it talked to you? Yeah? What if it was a big, scary animal? No, you wouldn't listen to it? But what if the animal wanted to talk to you about something important, like God? Would you listen?
Uh-huh.
You would? It's important that we listen to anybody or anything that wants to talk to us about God. And today you'll learn more about that. It'll be fun. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for gathering everyone here today, and let everyone, human or not, speak through you. Amen. That was a very nice dance, Carol. Thank you. We are going to move on to joys and concerns and then the pastoral prayer. We have some joys of the graduates obviously graduating. Unfortunately, we do have some concerns. Diane's mother, Maxine Schomer, has passed away. She will be at the Scottsdale Funeral Home on Tuesday. And Sarah's brother-in-law, Jack Bernard, has passed away on Wednesday, and he will be buried Saturday. If you could please keep them in your thoughts and prayers this week. Let us pray. God, source of all light, by your word, you give light to the soul. Pour out on us the spirit of wisdom and understanding, that our hearts and minds may be open to know your truth and your way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our sermon scripture today is Numbers 22, verses 21 through 39. So the next morning, Balaam got up, saddled his donkey, and started off with the Moabite officials. But God was angry that Balaam was going. So he sent the angel of the Lord to stand in the road to block his way. As Balaam and the two servants were riding along, Balaam's donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand. The donkey bolted off the road into a field. But Balaam beat it and turned it back to the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood at a place where the road narrowed between two vineyard walls. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it tried to squeeze by and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So Balaam beat the donkey again. Then the angel of the Lord moved farther down the road and stood in a place too narrow for the donkey to get by at all. This time, when the donkey saw the angel, it lay down under Balaam. In a fit of rage, Balaam beat the animal again with his staff. Then the Lord gave the donkey the ability to speak. "What have I done to you that deserves your beating me three times?" it asked Balaam. "You have made me look like a fool," Balaam shouted. "If I had a sword with me, I would kill you." "But I am the same donkey you have ridden all your life," the donkey answered. "Have I ever done anything like this before?" "No," Balaam admitted. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the roadway with a drawn sword in his hand. Balaam bowed his head and fell face down on the ground before him. "Why did you beat your donkey those three times?" the angel of the Lord demanded. "Look, I have come to block your way because you are stubbornly resisting me. Three times the donkey saw me and shied away. Otherwise, I would certainly have killed you by now and spared the donkey." Then Balaam confessed to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned. I didn't realize you were standing in the road to block my way. I will return home if you are against my going." But the angel of the Lord told Balaam, "Go with these men, but say only what I tell you to say." So in this story, we have a talking donkey. In other stories, we also have a burning bush, a quiet wind, a voice from heaven, a sheep fleece, a rainbow, a pillar of fire, a cloud of smoke. What do these things have in common? They were each used as a mouthpiece of God, a tool through which he chose to speak to his people. I don't know about you, but I've never heard the voice of God thunder from a burning bush, nor have I heard a donkey speak, ever. This begs the question, why did God choose them? God is not limited in any way. He is not restricted to certain methods of communication with us. Just as he creatively and dramatically used a donkey to rebuke Balaam, God can just as creatively and dramatically communicate his message to your heart as you hear someone else pray, as you read a testimony included in your church newsletter, or as you suddenly understand the full meaning of a song you hear. With God, nothing is impossible. God will use what is most effective for his purpose, even you. He'll use you with all of your problems and excuses. God wants to use you to speak to others. It's not hard. God will give you the words or actions needed to touch somebody's heart. It doesn't have to be big and dramatic with doves descending on you and holy rays of light. It can be small, like a smile or a wave. Whatever it is, God will use it to speak to others, just as other people have spoken to you. The only question now is, are you listening? Let us pray. Dear God, please allow us to be used as your mouthpiece to reach out and touch others that need to be touched, and have other people, whether they are human or not, speak to us and spread your word. Amen.
I'm loud. Can you hear me? Yes, you can. I was asked by the students to tell you guys that no donkeys were harmed in the making of the skit. We don't want PETA people coming here and protesting the church, so we just got to make that clear. In all seriousness, I would like just to take a moment right here and thank you guys for allowing me to be the youth director here. It is a great privilege to watch these students grow, not only growing up, becoming young adults, but to see them grow in their faith. It is a wonderful privilege, and I'm just very grateful for that. And I would like to just take a moment right now to pray for the students of this church. It's wonderful being here and seeing what they're capable of. Really think about this for a second. It's Sunday morning. Not too many people want to be up at this time. If I don't have any obligations, I don't ever want to wake up. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who feel like that, and I'm sure that's how a lot of these teenagers feel. Yet they're here not worshiping, but leading us in worship. And to me, that is awesome. To think that they would take a Sunday out of their lives where they could be sleeping in and using it for themselves, but instead is using this day to bring glory to God. That is awesome to me. So let's give them a round of applause. One more thing. Our last song is Amazing Grace, and I want to also give you guys some credit because you are singing much better than the first service did. They did not sing very well. it was a little rough this morning, but we're getting better and stronger as we're going with the singing. And growing up, if you guys don't really know much about me, I've grew up in this area my whole life, and I'm a Charter Oak Church kid. That was where I went to church when I was a teenager. And my youth pastor back in the day, his name was Mark. Great guy, still is a great guy. One of his famous sayings in youth group was, when you're praising God, when you are worshiping God, it doesn't have to sound pretty, but it has to be loud. Because if you're sounding pretty and you're worrying about what you're doing, you're worrying about sounding nice yourself. But if you're loud and passionate, you're just saying, God, I want to praise you in this moment. I don't care what I sound like. I just want to tell you how I feel about you. So as we sing Amazing Grace, I'd like to kind of have that idea kind of present. Not pretty, but loud. So will you stand and sing Amazing Grace? My chains are gone.
Me.
wonderful news. Amen.